In winter pool, two vertical canvases are separated by a wooden ladder whose legs stand on the floor. The ladder's feet occupy almost the same space as ours do, encouraging us to imagine climbing up its rungs. It also opens up the work to the space of the room. We can see through it to the wall. This effect is echoed in the square window at the upper left. By allowing us to see through it, winter pool undermines the Renaissance idea that a painting must be a picture of an ideal world behind the canvas surface. In fact, Rauschenberg didn't think of works like winter pool as paintings. He called them combines because they combined painting, sculpture, and collage. Rauschenberg and other artists of the day, including Jasper Johns, began incorporating everyday objects into their art in the mid-1950s, breaking with the largely formal concerns of the abstract expressionists, and opening the way for the artistic developments of the 1960s, such as pop art. In a 1965 interview conducted by Dorothy Seckler for the Archives of American Art, Rauschenberg talked about how he constructed the combines.
I don't mess around with my subconscious. I mean, I try to keep wide awake. And if I see any superficial subconscious relationships that I'm familiar with, cliches of association, I change the picture. I always have a good reason for taking something out, but I never have one for putting something in. And I don't want to, because that means that the picture is being painted pre-digested.